Father, we bless you, O Lord. We exalt you for your mercy, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for your love that is forever. Thank you for your mercy that cannot be compared. Lord, we worship you for your steadfast love, for your mercy that are new every morning. We worship you. Lord, thank you for your covenant over us, for your mercy. Lord, for your love, O God, we bow before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, we worship you for the peace and the joy that we have in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for the situation that surrounds us. For you, the Lord, you are with us. Thank you for the light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. You are God, and that is your name. Lord, we worship you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask that your goodness will be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 2nd of July, 2026. Today is the second day of the new month, of the second half of the year 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for this, for his mercy upon your life. Thank him, for his God and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day as you step out today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I release the word of the Lord concerning my day. This day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, all lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every devices of the wicked over my day. You will not prosper in your activity over my day. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. This day, I redeem you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, this day, you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I walk through you in the name of the Lord. I declare over the gates of this day, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. Oh, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Oh, the Lord arise for my sake. The Lord collects the key from the gatekeeper, and he hands over the key of today's blessings unto me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord order my step today. In the name of Jesus, my step today is unto life. In the name of Jesus, I have the life of God in me. I therefore declare, nothing dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus, oh, for the grace of God is made available unto me. I enjoy his peace. I enjoy his blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I stand on his word today. I carry the pleasure of the Lord. I carry the presence of the Lord. Oh, and in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy, because I am seated at the right hand of the King. Oh, and at the right hand of the Lord, of my Lord Jesus, of my King, there are pleasures forever. Today, I enjoy the pleasures of the King. I enjoy the pleasantries of the King. I enjoy the banquets of the King. I enjoy the favor of the King. I enjoy the blessings of the King. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, his mercy speaks for me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my household. In the name of Jesus, my labor today is in the favor of the King. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord has released his blessing upon me. He has said unto me that he will open unto me his good treasures. So today, I draw out of the treasures of the King. I live out of the treasures of the King. I am favored in the presence of men and angels. In the name of Jesus, my going out today is with testimony. My going out today is with the favor of the Lord, and my return is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the Lord command his blessings upon me, upon the works of my hand. The Lord command his blessing upon me, upon the labor of my hand. The Lord command his blessing upon me, upon the increase of my field in the name of Jesus. My harvest will no longer be scanty, but my harvest will be in abundance in the name of Jesus. The Lord release his blessing upon me. The Lord release his mercy upon me. My land shall no longer be desolate. My land will be fruitful. My pasture will no longer be dry, but because I am watered from the presence of the Lord, my pasture is fruitful and my pasture is green. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy the grace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. His banner over me is love, is joy, is favor. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. Oh, his word says, when the enemy will come like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord God will raise standard against them. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day, and I silence every roaring of the wicked over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, today I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. I will not walk into the trap of men. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into another man's trap. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into accident. For the Spirit of the Lord God order my step. For the Lord God keeps me. Nothing dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus, I am secured. I am protected. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I don't want us to relax. I want us to continue to pray. Do not give up. Don't let us just move on by forgetting these people in the den of the wicked. Lift up your voice every morning and remember them. Even if it is just a sentence, speak to the Lord, Father, have mercy on these children and their teachers. In the name of Jesus, we don't want them to be among the numbers of the forgotten ones in the den of the wicked. Father, mercy. Father, show yourself strong on this one. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy speak over them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that your mercy will speak over them. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we declare your mercy over their lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me quickly lay out this announcement for you by the grace of God. This month of July is a wonderful month for us. We are having about 3 sets of programs in this month of July. By the grace of God, next week, Thursday, the 9th of July 2026, we are going to have our prayer launch, which is 1-hour prayer where we come together and we'll pray. We lay out our request before the Lord and pray. All we do is to pray by 12 noon. It's an hour prayer time before the Lord between 12 noon and 1 p.m. by the grace of God next week, Thursday. And by the grace of God as well, on the 19th of this month is going to be a Sunday by the grace of God. We are going to have a praise prayer and prophecy program by the grace of God. I am inviting you to come on Sunday, the third Sunday of the month of July. That is the 19th of July 2026. The program is going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God. All we want to do is to praise God, lay out our request, and receive the word of prophecy from the presence of God. It's going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God. And the last Thursday of July is our time of refreshing program. It's going to be by 12 noon, between 12 and 2 p.m. by the grace of God, all at the same venue at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songoeleeli Road. I am inviting you. I'm laying out all this for you so that you can mark them in your diary. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. This month of July, you are going to experience the goodness of God. If you don't know what it means, go and read Psalm 23, the last verse. The scripture says, surely goodness and mercy, this shall follow me all the days days of my life. The thought of the Lord for you is to give you peace and expected end. The thought of the Lord for you is His goodness and His mercy. So this month of July, you are going to experience the goodness and the mercy of the Lord in another dimension, because you serve at the pleasure of the King of Kings. And the scripture says, at His right hand, there are pleasures forever. In the pleasures of the King, there is goodness and mercy. You are going to enjoy His goodness and His mercy this month of July in the name of Jesus. So I would love to see you in all of this program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, yesterday I lay out a little introduction for us into our anchor scripture for the month of July, Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Many of us, we've committed this portion of the scripture to heart, and I want you to go over it very well and look at it as it concerns your life. I say it again, you will enjoy the goodness and the mercy of the Lord this month of July in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I told us yesterday that before we go further, I was going to put a context behind the scriptural passage, telling you what led to God making this statement in the scripture. At that time, the children of Israel, they were in a tough situation. You might call it one of the toughest situations of their life, because they were taken out of their land. They were in exile. Their very existence as a people, as a nation, was being threatened. And right there in their exile, the Lord still spoke concerning them. The Lord spoke to them. God is speaking to you today concerning your situation. I don't know what you are going through presently. You might think you have reached the rock bottom and there is nothing else for you anymore. You have given up on looking up unto God. You have given up on following the plans and the purpose of God for your life. Now, this is the word of the Lord for you. I still and have always had you in my plan. You are not just an afterthought. I have you in my plan. I have a plan for you, a plan of peace, not destruction, a plan of goodness and fruitfulness, a plan to give you a future brighter than that which you are experiencing right now. All you have to do is to see it and walk in it. That is the word of the Lord unto you concerning the situation you are going through. Beloved, I said this yesterday, that come to an understanding that the intentionality of God towards you cannot be denied. Listen, you are not an afterthought. God knows about your life. God is intentional about you. No matter who you are, no matter what you are, no matter what you are going through, He knows. His plan for you is personal and purposeful. It's personal and purposeful. He's not just going to go and copy and paste somebody else's plan into your life. Oh yes, we desire, we look at people, we desire the grace of God upon them, we desire the blessings of God upon them. God does not do copy and paste. His plan for you is personal and is purposeful. You are not an afterthought. He's thinking about you. He has plan for me and He has plan for you. Yes, He's thinking about you. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, the thought of peace and not of evil. The Lord is intentional about you. Thought of peace. Listen, beloved, your past and your present life is not the summary of your life. Your past is in the past. Your present is in the present. And God is telling you, even if you think your present is not what you think it should be, He is saying that He has this thought towards you to give you a brighter future. So your tomorrow is brighter. There is a light that the Lord has prepared for you in your future. So all you have to do is to look up unto Him and believe in Him. There is a life that God has proposed to you. There is a life for you that is in the mind of God. There is a life that God has designed for you. I said it last week when we were going through the scripture, Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I told you that stillness is a call unto a higher life, a Zoe life. So one of the plan of God for you is the God type of life, a Zoe life, the life of the King. God has prepared for you to serve in the pleasure, to live under the pleasure of the King. The scripture says, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forever. God is speaking to you that his thought for you is to carry the pleasure of the Lord, to live a Zoe life, the God kind of life. His thought for you is to live the God kind of life, to live inside the pleasure of the Lord, to eat at the banquet of the King, to eat at his table forevermore. God has planned for you. Beloved, I want you to understand this, that you are planned in God's purpose. Listen to me, dearly beloved. You are planned in God's purpose. God is not reacting to your life. He's not just reacting to your request. He has already planned it purposefully. God's thought is on you, even when your own plans scatter. God's thought of peace and goodness is already there for you, even when you are not walking to him. Listen, your situation, your birth, your mistake, your errors does not cancel the thought of the Lord towards you. Just go back to him. Listen to the statement. Go back to him. Do not continue in your error. Do not continue in your mistake. Do not continue in your sin. You have to go back to him. The father of the prodigal son stands at the gates of his kingdom. Let's say the gates of his house every day, expecting his prodigal son to return to him. He knew he would have blown his inheritance. Yet the father desires his return because his plan for him, his thought for him, is the thought of peace and to give him an expected end. The father, your father, the Lord Jesus, is waiting for you to return. Return to him and he will make you whole again. Allow him to place precept upon precept for you. Allow him to make the crooked places straight in your life. Return to him. He's waiting for you to give you peace, a peace and expected end, to give you peace and a purposeful life. Return back to the Lord Jesus Christ. You might have spent your life in riotous living. You might have wasted your time in this kind of life that does not give glory unto the Lord. But return to him. The Lord Jesus is ready. The King is ready. The Father is always standing at the door. Listen, the prodigal son did not get to the door and knock before the Father opened. The Father saw him afar off coming back and he ran towards him. Take the step and return to the Lord Jesus and give your life to him. He's ready to accept you back all over again. It doesn't matter how far or how deep you have gone into your errors and into your mistake. Men might reject you. They might term you unredeemable. But that is not what the thought of the Father is for you. He is still ready to redeem you. He is ready to make you a testimony of redemption. He is ready to make you a testimony of glory. He is ready to make you a testimony of his pleasure. Return to him. It is well with you. I'm going to stop here. By the grace of God, we are going to continue as the Spirit of the Lord leads. Remember that you are not an afterthought. No, God thinks about you. God is intentional about your life. It is well with you. As you go out today, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you mercy in all that you do today. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Remember, return to the Lord Jesus. Give your life to him. He is waiting for you. Speak to him. Just say to him, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sin. I come back to you. Save my soul and accept me as your son in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.